Hi, welcome to Never Too Much True Crime. My name is Amaya. Hi, welcome. I start a new series on my channel where I talk about a true crime story every week. So if you love true crime as much as I do, please continue watching. Before we get into the story, yo, it is so hot outside. It's just so humid. It just, Moving on. This week's case is about Sam Shepard. Sam Shepard was born on December 29th, 1923 in Cleveland, Ohio. Being the youngest of three sons, Sam would be a pro athlete at Cleveland Heights High School, where he met his wife, Marilyn, at that time. He was offered a scholarship but declined and decided to follow in his father's footsteps to be in the medical field. He would soon get his medical degree and marry Marilyn on February 21st, 1945. On July 3rd, 1954, Mr. and Mrs. Shepard had company over and watched Strange Holiday. Mr. Shepard would sleep on a couch while Marilyn walked her neighbors out. July 4th, 1954, in the morning, Marilyn was found dead in her bed. By her body, there was an unknown instrument. Her body was found lying upwards, and her face was turned towards the door. She was beaten so badly that you couldn't recognize her. She had over 20 gashes curved deep into her face and scalp. The sheets were covered with blood. There was also blood splatter on the walls. Her pajamas were partially removed. The autopsy revealed that the time of her death was around 4:30 a.m. She was also 4 months pregnant with her second child. Sam said that he was asleep when he heard his wife crying. He rushed into the bedroom where he saw a white form. Then he was knocked unconscious. When he woke up, he went to go check on his 7-year-old son, Chip. Luckily, Chip was still alive. Sam saw the intruder again and chased the person all the way to the beach. Him and this intruder were fighting. Then he was knocked unconscious again. Sam would call his neighbors to quickly come to his home. Once his neighbors arrived at his home, Sam didn't look too good. Sam was in shock. He was shirtless. His pants were wet and he had a blood stain on his knee. On December 21st, 1954, Sam was found guilty for the murder of his wife in the second degree. His sentence did get overturned and no one really knows what happened to Marilyn. But there's more to this story. See, Sam had an affair this whole entire time. The woman's name was Suzanne Hayes. They first met in 1951 when she was a laboratory technician. They both worked together. Sam would sometimes drive her to the hospital and drive her back home. They went to a dinner and slept in the same bed together where they had intimate relations. He gave her a ring on January 1954. Sam confessed his love for Susan. According to her, Sam talked about getting a divorce. They also wrote letters to each other. His affair was a positive motive for murder. This is what they believed. I'll leave a link in the description box below of this newspaper article of Susan in court. So if you guys want to read it, she goes into details about their affair and all that stuff that happened. Sam would only serve 10 years of his sentence and would remarry and get a divorce again in 1969. After being released, he opened up his own medical office. That didn't end up well because two of his patients would die. Sam became an alcoholic and he would try to perform surgeries on other people. That wasn't a good idea, so he decided to resign. For his remaining years, he would remarry again and still had a very bad drinking problem. On April 6, 1970, he was found dead. His cause of death was brain damage from drinking a lot. Sam's son, Chip, would later on exhume his father's body to prove his innocence. They exhumed Marilyn's body to test the fetus to see if the child that she was carrying was Sam's in the first place. There was a person that they believed had something to do with Marilyn's murder, and his name was Richard Eberlin. He was a handyman who would always go at the Shepherd's home and do like handyman work or work on the windows and stuff like that. And he knew the layout of the house. Not to mention, he was charged for killing a woman. He was never charged with Marilyn's murder though. Also, at the crime scene, the blood splatter that was all over the walls, when they tested the blood, there was three different blood types. The blood type didn't match Richard's, so that means that someone else was in the house with a different blood type and they don't know who. Richard would die in prison while serving his life sentence, and they suspected that he also killed the woman's sisters because one of the sisters, Frey, she was murdered very badly. She was beaten to death, and the other sister, Sarah, died too. There was no information about how she died. Sam's son, Chip, would go to court again to prove his father's innocence, and they decided to take all of the DNA that they've saved and retest it again. While testing the blood samples from the crime scene, and also they found out that there was semen and it didn't belong to Sam. Despite all the new evidence that they've received, Sam was still found guilty for murdering his wife, even though they have found evidence that someone else was at the house and someone else did something to Marilyn. There is a theory that Spencer Houck, Sam's friend, the one that he called when his wife was murdered, was the one who actually killed Marilyn. I don't know how true that is, but I will leave his police statement in the description box below so you guys can read everything. But it was rumored that he had an affair with Marilyn because he was always parked outside of the house.
Me personally, I have no clue. Especially with the blood splatter, if there was a different blood type, that means that it wasn't either of them and it was somebody else in the house that knew the layout of the house, who knew that they were home at that time, especially Marilyn being home and going into her bedroom. I was even thinking that it was her neighbors, like one of her neighbors who did something to her, but I don't really know. But what do you guys think? Do you think A, it was Sam who murdered his wife, B, it was the mistress, Susan, or C, was it Richard the handyman? But that's it for this week's Never Too Much True Crime. Thank you guys for listening to me. I hope to see you guys next week with a new video. Thank you guys so much, and bye.